Can you be any more specific?
Yeah, you're darn tootin'.
91.5 WMMO.
Medford.
End of story.
So we're back, and a little more too. Yeah, Ian is using one of these old style iPods.
Yeah,
yeah, like with the round controller.
Mm.
Yeah, so sometimes it doesn't stop.
The old click wheel.
The old click wheel, yeah. Exactly. So what is this? This is WMFO, everybody. It's about 4 minutes after 10 in the morning on the late August day, nice late summer day, and just hanging here until 11 a.m. until Something About the Women comes in, and today Destiny Curtis is going to be sitting in for the lovely ladies from 11 to 1. It's all female artists, any genre, and Destiny, so stick around, okay, everybody? And I think Samantha's going to be here, too, just saying. You know, you want to stick around. All right, so let's tell you what we did in that last set. Started off with something new from Mudcrutch's latest, which is just called Numeral 2. It's Welcome to Hell. You know, Tom Petty sounded great there, the whole band. I just can't believe that we're even playing Mudcrutch still. It's awesome. And then we had a bunch of Tommy Bolin in there. The first one was from 1976's Private Eyes, the Interwebs album, and that was Bursting Out for Rosie.
Yeah, that was Private Eyes. This is the 40th anniversary of the album. It was the last recording Tommy had done before he passed away. He did pass away in 76 also, shortly after this came out, so... Yeah, a little funk track from Tommy.
Okay, and then we're going back to the teaser CD.
Yep.
Tommy again, that was Savannah Woman.
Yeah, and I selected these two different songs from his two solo albums, and you can hear the writing style, the playing style, the differences. He was capable of playing in multiple genres of music and writing in multiple genres, and we're going to showcase that with those two songs.
It was absolutely great. And then I stuck the Stripes in there, the Stripes with a Y, from their great debut LP in 2014. What's an LP, Mike? I mean, a CD. And that's called Snapshot, and was a Mystery Man. Just great work from the Stripes. And then we followed up and finished off that set with another Tommy Bolin from the teaser CD. Once again, that one was Lotus, and that was great.
That was a cool track.
That was just great.
Yeah.
What do you know about that one?
I'm not sure who played on it. See, on the teaser album, Tommy had kind of collected whoever was around the studio at the time, and he had a lot of famous musicians on that album, like Jeff Beccaro from Toto, and he had Phil Collins and Carmen Appice and Jan Hammer. So when you look at the credits for that album, you have to go song to song to see who's playing behind him.
Wow. And any idea why he called it teaser?
Well, the title track of the album is Teaser, so I'm not sure if they just went with the best single or what, but that was the straightforward rock track from that album.
Yeah, it's pretty damn cool. All right, I'm here with Ian James here in the studio from Ian James Music, and we've heard some of your music today and some from your record label. What do you think you might want to play? What I want to do is go into the next set with some new noise, but what do you think you might want to play until 11 a.m.?
Well, we'll hear some things from the Blue FX Records label, which is my own little boutique thing that I do. We'll hear something from Chanticleer, something from Derek Assels from New Hampshire. And we'll go back to 1999 with something off the first release that we did with Blue FX Records from a band called No Shadow Kick.
All right. So let's stay tuned for all of that. And I'll start off this next set, as I said, with New Noise. The band is Airways. This is a great track, everybody. This is called One Foot. Brand new here at WMFO.
Sitting around with some old friends, feeling sketchy on a park bench. Blowing the money that I can't spend, 7 days from the weekend. The music playing doesn't sound right. Am I the only one that's not high? I'm going walking cause I can't drive. Oh, I've forgotten what it feels like. It's like I'm the first owner to discover one foot in front of the other. It's like I'm the first owner to discover one foot in front of the other. Mother handed me a suitcase, said I've got to learn some new tricks. And now I've watched the whole of Netflix, and she won't let me do a retake. Get out the door and get a job, Jake. Now I'm stranded on the outside. Oh, I've forgotten what it feels like. It's like I'm the first on earth to discover one foot in front of the other. It's like I'm the first on earth to discover one foot in front of the other.
Show you what's here. Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Morning, everybody. It's WMFO right here in Medford. What's going on? 10:26 in the morning already. Ian, how did that happen?
It goes by so fast when you're having
so
fun.
So fast.
Right?
It was crazy. Flies. All right. That was Ian James, my in-studio guest for this edition of whatever this show is. started out with something new from the band called Airways. It's an advanced single, brand new, called One Foot. Then it was an Ian request. It's a band called Chanticleer from last year's Old Glories and War Stories. That was called Worst Friend. Blue FX Records. That's near and dear.
Yeah, it is. And Chanticleer's near and dear as well.
Yep. So Blue FX is your label, and you will seek out talent to...
Usually it's something I just kind of stumble across and come across and wonder why other people haven't heard it yet, or things like that. So like I say, it's a boutique label. I just invest in some bands that I really like their music. I got to be their biggest fan.
Right.
In a lot of cases, bigger than they are of their own music, so...
Oh, that was awesome. What about the next one, Derek Assels?
Derek Assels was the front man for the band Rippin' E-Brakes. They broke up. They just got back together. In fact, they had a show last week, but he has a great catalog of songs. We had him come down and record that album, just him and an acoustic guitar at Native Cave Studios, and we put that album out last year. And he toured the country 3 times for that album.
Wow.
All over last year. It was great.
Okay, and that CD is called Chili House Payphone?
Yeah, it's an interesting title. He got that from visiting Hunter S. Thompson's house. And he actually played out there at his hangout. And they don't normally have musical acts there. He's one of the few that's ever played there.
No kidding. And that that track was Best Spots in Town, by the way, by Derek Assels. And then the band that followed up was No Shadow Kick.
Yeah.
The CD was Basement Makeout Party. And that was Saturday through Tuesday.
Yeah, that was the inaugural album for Blue FX Records. We released that in 1999, way back then. And No Shadow Kick was a band from Haverhill known as Happy. They moved out to Northampton, Mass. And changed the name to No Shadow Kick and recorded that album for us. And we actually had them open up for the Wailers, Bob Marley's old band, the Wailers. It was fun times.
Very nice. And then I played something from the EP L.I. from Sundara Karma, a band I like quite a bit. That was Diamond Cutter here at WMFO. So it's just about coming up on 10:30 already. We're here for about another half hour. Destiny Curtis and Sammy should be here momentarily. They'll take over here at 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. with Something About the Women, which is a great take for any Saturday. All women artists, any genre, and Destiny Curtis hosting today. Okay, Ian, so we picked one to start off the next set. It's not New Noise, but it's a band called Palma International.
Yeah.
What's up with this one?
From what I understand about this group, they're a UK band. One or two of the members are from the old band Madness, if you remember them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they went off to this group, and they sort of formed a reggae type of rock band. And so this is Palma International with the song I Found Sunshine.
Okay, here we are, WMFO, Medford.
Sunshine, thank God, Luke's came. but still alive. A part of me has died. From ashes I will rise. A wildfire swept over me. A burning bright and out of control. A wildfire swept through me. A turning my insides to black. A wildfire swept over me. A burning
dark at home with the ghosts in the national parks. Mankind's behaving like some serial killers. Giant old monsters afraid of the sharks. Thank you.
a session going here.
I'm rocking bumpy tables and record labels. Can y'all feel that?
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO.
Medford.
You never know what the signal's gonna hit.
WMFO, it's Tufts University's free-form radio station. How you doing? I am Mike on the mic. It's about 9 minutes before 11 a.m. So you know what happens on Saturdays at 11. That's right. It's something about the women. And Destiny Curtis and her cute little daughter, Sammy, are on the way. They're just getting a snack. I just talked to them on the phone. So they'll be here at 11-ish. Emphasis on the ish. But stay tuned. It's all female artists. And with Destiny, it's going to be rocking female artists from 11 to 1 today. And then, of course, at 1 is Brian Young and crew and a crash course for the Ravers. So that's coming up at 1 o'clock for 3 hours then. So stick with WMFO if you can. Other people will come in and can speak on the microphone today, but I can't. I don't know why. But I can tell you what we played in that last set. Started off with a band called Palma International that was from a disc called Float Like a Butterfly, and that's I Found Sunshine. That's an Ian pick there. Anything to comment on that one?
Good luck finding it. I hope you can.
Yeah.
we looked for it after I found the CD. We looked for it on YouTube. It's kind of hard to find nowadays. But great stuff from those guys.
Pretty cool. Nice pick there. Then I did a pick after that. It's 2014's Mariachi El Bronx III. That's the name of the band, and that was Wildfires. Nice to hear a mariachi band sometimes on Freeform Radio, right? Sure. Modest Mouse after that from 2015's Strangers to Ourselves. That was Coyotes. Rush, a request for Mr. Bob Angel. And you know why? It's because it's Alex Lifeson's birthday today from Rush. So that one was Red Sector A from Grace Under Pressure back in 1984, a million trillion years ago. Thank you, Bob. And finished up there with an interesting remix of The Who's Eminence Front. That was off a CD called 30 Years of Maximum R&B. God knows why it's off of that one. Maybe that's wrong. I don't know. But I always love hearing Eminence Front. Just a great track. All right, so Destiny and Sammy are going to be here shortly. Ian and I are going to finish up, and we're going to start with the last set of this particular show with some new noise. I don't like the artist's name here very much. It's called Music Band, but this is a really cool track. This one is called Day Stealer, brand new here at WMFO.
Francois, c'est pas la chaîne au Duc. And you don't stop, shoot a shot. Go out to the parking lot, and you get in your car and drive real far, and you drive all night, and then you see a light, and it comes right down and lands on the ground, and out comes a man from Mars, and you try to run, but you got a gun, and he shoots you dead, and he eats your head, and then you're in the man from Mars. You go out at night, eating cars, you eat Cadillacs, Lincolns too, Mercury's and Subaru, and you don't stop, you keep on eating cars. Then when there's no more cars, you go out at night and eat up bars where the people meet, face to face, dance cheek to cheek, one to one, man to man, dance toe to toe. Don't move too slow, cause the man from Mars is through with cars. He's eating bars, yeah, wall to wall, door to door, hall to hall, he's gonna eat them all. Rapture, be pure, take a tour. Don't strain your brain, pain the train. You'll be singing in the rain. Say, don't stop to pump rock. Cause the man from Mars stopped eating cars and eating bars, and now he only eats guitars. Get out!